This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, also Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the things that are over there. All right, well, with us now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Republican National Convention last night, day number two. Melania kind of dropped that, brought the house down. Everybody's raving about what she did. There was one little cat call, if you will, from Bette Midler, and she didn't particularly care for Melania. She goes, "Oh God, she still can't speak English."
What do you say? I mean,
what do you say? She's a moron. That's what I say. Yeah, go ahead.
She speaks five languages, you know. So, give me a break.
All right. But Melania did a great job. Yeah, everybody raved about her and talked about the family and the coronavirus and this, that, and the other. But there was somebody that impressed you.
Yeah. You know, the speakers last night, they each kind of took on a little bit of a different topic. You know, you had the immigration because you had the swearing in at the White House. You had the second chance with, John Ponder, who, Trump gave the pardon to, officially, but, you know, so that speaks to, you know, a law that, Trump and I think it was, Jared Kushner worked pretty diligently on to get that passed. But, then it came to, you know, Planned Parenthood, and so they brought in Abby Johnson, I think was her last name, who had worked at Planned Parenthood for quite a while, working her way up through the ranks and becoming one of the directors. And she told that story, and then she was called in to help, I guess, because the staff was short, to help with one particular procedure. And when she got in, she did that procedure. She said, "That's it. I can't do this anymore." So she described that. I happen to know what she described as being true because I heard an interview with another former abortion doctor who described the same thing. So I think her presentation, while it was almost repulsive, but it needed to be said. So, I was pretty moved by that one. I give a big hat tip to Nicholas Sandman.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased with how, you know, so that was another issue that got taken on last night was media. So I, you know, if you think carefully about the spirits of the message of each of the speakers, they're really kind of taking on issues and policy. So it was a very good night. It really kind of, it wasn't as wowing as night one, but it was more meat and potatoes, for sure.
Yeah, by the way, we need to tell everybody now that Hurricane Laura has intensified to a Category 2 hurricane. It's going to make it to a Category 3 level. Currently, the maximum sustained winds are at 105 miles an hour with gusts up to 120. Its location is 25.6 north, 90.2 west, about 360 miles south-southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana, about 380 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas, and its present movement is west-northwest at about 17 miles per hour. Now, the minimum central pressure has dropped down to 978 millibars, which means the storm is continuing to strengthen. And all interests along the southeastern Texas coast and southwestern Louisiana coast from Lake Charles to Beaumont needs to make final preparations, and those people in evacuation zones need to evacuate immediately. Okay, your turn.
Yeah, it's almost like how much more can we take? I mean, you've got a pretty wide area that's in the range of a hurricane. Out west, you've got fires.
Yeah. And the smoke that's everywhere up there in the Rockies right now.
Yeah. And then you've got all these cities and towns. You know, you got the Portlands and the Seattles and the Chicagos and now Kenosha. I would say, when it comes to these militant protests, coming to a town near you, don't think that things are not being planned the closer we get to November 3rd.
Well, I agree, and I also think that they're trying to push Trump because they want a confrontation. They really want a confrontation with the National Guard on the street and what we saw in the 60s and all that stuff, but they don't know what they're hoping for if they want that to happen, because they're going to lose. Hold on. Be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I was there in the 60s. I know what happened, and it's not going to be pretty if they want to go that route. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a product that I've now been taking going on 5 months. And I'll tell you what, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting enough of your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and who does, then I got a great deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature. And for a limited time, you can save 35% on Balance of Nature on your order. Now, if you want to try the fruits and veggies like what I have, or they've got a complete wellness line, take a look at all the different things they have, go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And then, if you want, you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak to a health coach to answer any questions that you have. But you can order it just right straight off the web if that's what you want to do. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, for a 35% discount on whatever you order. Balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
What do you think about New York Governor Cuomo won't lift the travel quarantine? He raised it for 5 states yesterday, but everybody else, nope, not going to do it. You're going to come up here and you're going to be in quarantine for 2 weeks.
I think they're having some kind of a VMA or, you know, some whatever kind of event, and he's not putting that quarantine requirement on them, and I forget what it is, but I'm probably just got it wrong. I don't know if it's the from wrestling or video or, you know, music videos or what.
But yeah, there's something. It's the MTV Awards, isn't it? Something like that.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. And so he's not, you know, so he's selectively applying here.
Mm-hmm.
And de Blasio comes out and says, you know, restaurants may not have indoor dining until next year.
I heard that. Jeez.
Okay. So how do you single-handedly destroy a city and state?
That's one way.
That's right.
Yep. Because those...
So, if I were some of those business owners, I would do exactly what the owners of the Attila Gym did in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a brilliant move where you got this mm-hmm. Republican candidate that's running against mm-hmm. Cory Booker, Senator mm-hmm. Cory Booker, and they put the campaign headquarters inside the Attila Gym and said,
yes.
If you close it, you're now interfering with the campaign headquarters. So
yes, they did.
I don't know. It was a brilliant move.
Yep, I liked it. Now, pardon me. Now, President Trump is going to be nominating... officially nominating the acting DHS chief, Mr. Wolf.
Yeah,
that's a great thing. By the way, he was the fellow that officiated the citizenship thing last night on RNC television, if you want to call it that. That was pretty neat.
Right.
Watching all that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Now, the president, and I think we might have just kind of briefly glazed over this, but the president, again, repeated his call to Oregon, Portland, Oregon, where they're still having trouble up there. They were going at it again last night to dispatch the National Guard there. And also in Wisconsin, he offered to add more there, and neither governor is interested. So I guess you're going to have what we're going to have, aren't we?
You know, it's... I'm kind of surprised that other policy people, including finance policy kind of geeks, including some Democrats, haven't, you know, pulled these governors and mayors aside and said, do you realize the legacy, how history is going to be written about you and the destruction of your cities and states because of your decisions? It's really kind of remarkable to me that you don't have a David Axelrod or David Plouffe or, you know, Larry Summers or Lawrence Summers, whatever his name is.
Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, that doesn't step in there and say, okay, look, this isn't working here. We're gonna have to make some other, you know, moves here. It's just so stunning to me. It's stunning to me that you don't have other Democrats that are not speaking out about these these militant, destructive riots.
Mm-hmm.
They're not protests anymore.
No.
So I really can't. Hillary, you know, the leader of the Democrat Party, one of them.
Yeah.
She could come right out and you know, say, we can't allow this to happen. If this was happening in, you know, by, you know, conservatives, mm-hmm. they'd be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, she can really give a shot of adrenaline to the Democrats right about now saying, hey, we need to take some control of this, mm-hmm. With these, because these Democrat governors, these Democrat mayors
yep.
are reinforcing the chaos and the militancy that's really in their 2020 platform.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, you mentioned Hillary, so it segues right into this one. Hillary Clinton says Joe Biden should not concede on election night under any circumstances. Well, my thought is, does that mean she thinks he's going to lose?
Well, we don't know. I mean, she could have, I mean, it sounds like we can figure out why she's saying it, but, you know, after what she has done, underhandedly, there could be something else afoot here. You just don't think that they're not planning some kind of a, unpeaceful power transfer.
Oh, yeah. Riots in the streets. I can see it coming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, just be careful. You know, we have to do some critical thinking here on this one. You know, unless Trump wins by 20 million votes, mm-hmm. you know, they're planning something.
Yeah, they are, for sure. Now, we found out yesterday that the Chinese diplomats help their little military researchers along to not only get into the the U.S. of A., but also to duck the FBI and make it look like they were students.
Well, that's a cover. There are 80,000 of them here, the alleged students here in the United States.
Yep.
And so, you know, the big question is how many of them were really students and not operatives? Well, the FBI, you know, I read an interesting piece last night that I will post today. The FBI was doing some pretty fascinating investigative work, and they found that a lot of the spying, espionage, and intelligence theft going on at universities and in companies or other government facilities where they were assigned, that information was being collected at the Houston embassy, Chinese embassy. Now, we got several other of their facilities. So the big question is, why didn't we just close them all at the same time? Well, I think we're beginning to understand that our relationship with China is a whole lot more complicated. So, but that is, you know, and then when Trump denied any more student visas to the Chinese, an interesting thing happened. A whole bunch of the existing students here in the United States began cleaning up their computer equipment, their, you know, communications equipment. They started dumping stuff. They started putting stuff in clouds and whatnot, and they were leaving the country. And several of them got stopped at some airports, and they found some interesting things in places that they lived. They went through their garbage cans, see what they threw out. Yeah, it's a lot more convoluted than we know.
All right, and then very quickly, Republican lawmaker Denver Riggleman, Republican of Colorado, Democratic Representative Tom Malinowski, Democrat of New Jersey, are co-sponsoring a resolution asking Congress to call on both parties to condemn QAnon, saying that they threaten to undermine America's democracy.
Well, look, let's say for the sake of argument, you get rid of Q and you get rid of all of the followers of Q. Do you think that X, Y, and Z wouldn't be born after that?
Of course.
Okay. People get to do their free thinking. People get to communicate. That's part of our protected rights.
They just don't like what they're saying. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out, FoundersCode.com, and you'll know what's going on in the world in which we live. I'll be right back, Chris, with the latest military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People on the Gulf Coast are making preparations ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Laura, which could be a major storm. It's expected to make landfall Wednesday night. In the largest evacuation of the pandemic, more than 500,000 people were ordered to flee the Gulf Coast communities. KRLD's Chris Fox reports.
Governor Abbott from the Alternate State Operations Center in Austin saying they expect Hurricane Laura to be similar to Hurricanes Ike and Rita, fast-moving with heavy winds.
A lot of devastation wrecked upon Texas as the storm sweeps through, especially East Texas.
The predicted 10-foot-high water surges have led to mandatory evacuations in the Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas City areas. Abbott says they've called on the full support of all relevant state agencies.
In Louisiana, people were ordered to leave low-lying southwestern parts of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news report for this hour, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, two campuses. We'll tell you where they are after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves. And here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and the other one happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard of Tampa Bay. And you can go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, for more information, and I would strongly suggest that you ask to take the tour. Now, take a tour of one of their facilities. And to do that, you give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. picked your campus. Either the one up there in Concord, Mass, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. And you'll be glad you did. You'll find out what they're all about, and it'll help you make your decision as to what it is you want to do. And if you would like to be an aviation maintenance tech, which is going to be a job that you won't need to worry about anything the rest of your life, you'll have a job somewhere in the world working on aircraft. It's just that simple. Now, President Donald Trump released a 50-point second-term agenda, which vows to maintain the American military might and wipe out terrorist groups overseas, but also to stop the country's involvement in endless wars. As we know, the president is bringing troops home out of Iraq. We just turned over Camp Taji, the largest military American and international base in Iraq, to the Iraqis themselves. So they now have that, moving our troops, as well as more troops are moving out of Afghanistan, little by little. Also, a sixth service member and second National Guardsman have died from COVID-19, according to the U.S. military and California National Guard officials. We'll keep our eyes on that for you. The U.S. Army also plans to field its cloud in the sky for the current aviation fleet by the end of fiscal year 2020. It should be on board and operating by that time, the Services Program Executive Office Aviation announced. And while President Trump announced an emergency authorization for the use of convalescent plasma to treat hospitalized COVID-19 patients, the plasma is already being administered to infected U.S. service members and has been for a while. And that's good to know. Now, the carrier Ronald Reagan has been conducting air operations in the South China Sea. Its strike group entered the South China Sea earlier this month, and they were carrying out air operations. Right now, the Ronald Reagan has taken to port in Guam, so they're making a port call in Guam right now. And hopefully everybody's behaving themselves over there so we don't have to hear about anybody else getting sick. Now, the U.S.-led coalition formally transferred Camp Taji, as I just said, near Baghdad, handing over the Iraqi security forces nearly $350 million in equipment and property, including blast walls once painted with murals honoring military units and fallen comrades. We'll see what they do with all that. South Korean President Moon Jae-in warned a lockdown may be necessary as 266 new coronavirus cases were reported this week, a sharp drop from the previous day, but the 11th consecutive day the number was in triple digits. Now, six B-52s trained alongside Royal Norwegian F-16s and F-35s in northern Norway shortly after they deployed to Europe on August the 22nd. They are there participating in some European exercises. We'll see how all that works out. Brian Colphage, remember him? An Air Force veteran and conservative activist who lost three limbs in Iraq, was angry about the wall before he started Build the Wall Foundation. Now, he's in big trouble because while he said no one was going to get any money, all the money was going to go directly to the wall, he himself personally got $350,000 worth of funds for himself. Steve Bannon got over $1 million for himself. We'll see where all that goes. Now, U.S. Postal Service employees will still be able to request overtime and get it approved, according to testimony given by the new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, before the House Oversight Committee on August the 24th. But imperatives on truck schedules are still in place. That includes the long-haul mail going back and forth across the country. By the way, mail-in ballots that are being distributed in some states, they're just automatically mailing out a ballot whether you ask for it or not.
I really think if we went to the absentee ballot, not just automatically send somebody a ballot, not have the checks or balances on them, that you do the absentee ballot to where you can verify who the people are by a signature to begin with. Number one, if you send in an absentee ballot in my state and your signature on the envelope does not match the signature they've got, that is a red flag, number one. That is a red flag to where your vote is going to go in the conditional ballot folder, because your signature has to match the envelope as to what they have on file. And we'll see how all that works out, because that's something that's going to be a big deal coming up for everybody, as we well know. O.J. Simpson, if the shoe doesn't fit, then you must, if the glove doesn't fit, then you must acquit. There we go. I'll get it right. Shoe. Where'd they come up with that? By the way, military family members, retirees, and their family members, and certain others will get new ID cards as they renew or replace their IDs over the next 5 years. I know I just got one myself because my other one looked like as if we'd been through the ringer. And the federal workers are collecting disability benefits under the Federal Employee Compensation Act. Now, they had the choice to change their benefits once they reach retirement age, but the value of that change depends on how long their federal career was, according to the Government Accountability Office, and we'll wait and see what happens there. By the way, the first day of school on U.S. military bases overseas took on the trappings of a pandemic as children bustled off to class en masse and logged on to meet their teachers from home with the kids that were going to school from home, not going to school in person. And the Army has awarded 10 contracts worth a total of $29.75 million to companies to provide mature technologies in the realm of air-launched ethics for future vertical lift aircraft that are expected to come online about 2030. That'll be interesting. Also, the U.S. Army is testing whether or not technologies developed in a lab to defend the technical network and ensure safe data transfer can survive real-world conditions. The U.S. National Reconnaissance Office is set to launch a new intelligence payload into orbit on August the 26th. Gee, that would be today. And when the pandemic forced federal workers to work remotely, they dramatically expanded the possible attack surface on networks, computer networks around the country. Think about that one. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be with us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I will be right back with more.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on...
All righty. Well, there she is, Donna Fiducia, and she was the very first traffic copter girl on the Howard Stern Show. She used to do the traffic reports in New York City up in a helicopter while Howard Stern was doing the yakking on the radio. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And you know, in the times in which we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or your office to get the job done, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, how about those surrounding areas, too? Also, if you're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today, give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get $100 back today. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey there, Mr. Markowski, sir.
How are you?
Pretty good. Did you watch the RNC last night?
Yes, I did.
I think last night, and I liked the first night. I thought they did very good the first night. I think last night was better than the first night.
I think that they're doing a very good job. I think the speeches have been excellent. I'm still pretty impressed with, Tim Scott and his delivery. There was a couple others in there as well that were really good. There were some of their little short, sweet ones out there. They weren't going too long, get to the point and then on to the next thing. I think that they're doing their best to try to, show Americans and, just how nonsensical the mainstream media is and, what the false projection of conservatives being played out in the press and, the minds of Democrats and people like Nancy Pelosi every single day.
Well, everybody was ranting and raving last night about Melania Trump and what she had to say, and I personally thought what really got my attention was a woman from Planned Parenthood when she talked about her 8 years and how at the very end they wanted her to sell more abortions, and that was the word she used, sell more abortions, and then talked about the procedure that was used that she had to participate in, and I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, again, it's one of those things you sit and you watch, and I think many people may turn that off because they have a difficult time watching it, but again, it's truth to power right there, and I think more people need to listen to what she has to say. Again, people who are that are pro-life are often, basically played out there as some sort of like wingnuts and wackos. Maybe if you watch that, you might think differently.
Yeah, Melania did a great job, and that gal with Planned Parenthood did a good job. But then the other person that really impressed me was Pam Bondi. Now, I've been talking for a couple of months, ever since I found out all the information that I found out about the Biden family, and I call the Biden family the most corrupt political family ever because of all the money they've absconded with when Joe Biden was the Vice President of the United States. It's not in the millions. It's in the billions of dollars that they've got.
I don't know if they're the most, but again, what she articulated is what takes place in Washington, unfortunately, all the time. And, I think a lot of people just kind of like, they all do that. It's a shame. It really is. The way that politicians enrich themselves and how this has, become a gray of great wealth. And it's not anything, near what our founding fathers, wanted for this country. They wanted people to go and serve their country and then go back home to their business and their jobs. I mean, some of the things that Joe Biden was on. He was a supposed professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Never taught a class.
Yeah, and he was getting paid money. And, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, made close to it was like $800,000 a year. He didn't even teach a class for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. There's a great movie that came out. It's based upon a true story. It's called American Hustle. The movie was starring Amy Adams and Christian Bale. And it was all about that app scam. A thing that took place down in Camden, New Jersey, and how they were giving suitcases full of cash, and how the FBI caught the politicians doing that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's nowadays, they've almost legalized it with the speeches and all the other nonsense that they do. They say, we're not going to hand out suitcases full of cash. We'll give you a book deal. We'll let you give speeches for hundreds of thousands of dollars, just to pay politicians off later on. And it's a shame. It really is.
Now, what did you think about Nick Sandman last night? Did you see his little 5 minutes of fame?
Yeah, I think he did a good job, and it was good. It was short and sweet. His job as a kid, it's got to be a bit of a nervous thing to go on, and knowing all those people were watching you. And, again, he'll be ripped apart in the media today. I think Joe Lockhart said something terrible about him or something like that.
Yeah, he called him a snot-nosed kid, an entitled kid or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe CNN will never learn.
Yep. All right, well, hang on a minute. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Robert Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Let's address not racism, but how about a little global bigotry?
Okay.
Would you like me to define bigot?
Well, you got about 30 seconds to do it, so go ahead.
You got it. One that dislikes another race because of getting drunk on you, I'm sorry. But it's because of propaganda. And I'm sorry to disgrace your show with my...
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your call there, Robert. Well, I don't know what he was asking, Chris, but global bigotry? What do you suppose he was getting at?
I'm not sure. Listen, the idea that everyone's a racist right now is being thrown around and it's being used.
That's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
You know, because, you know, it lowers the fact that, you know, the people that actually were exposed to racism in the past and things like that, and even today, but it's not everywhere by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, Nikki Haley made that in her speech. It's not a racist country by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, a New York City council member opened up on Mayor Bill de Blasio yesterday and told him that he is not taking the exodus from the city seriously, that this is going to be a big-time long-term problem and it's going to create a big skimp if they're in their budget and all that stuff, and they're not getting the people in. They're getting more people leaving than they got coming in.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, I don't see the city coming back. I think it's going to take decades. I really do.
Yeah.
Restaurants are not going to reopen. There's now stories out there. Bodega owners don't even call the police anymore. They're constantly being robbed, and there's no point because nobody's going to come. You're going to have cuts to the police department, which they've already done, and it's going to be further. And it's going to be amazing how swiftly this guy ended up destroying the city, and maybe it'll be a case in point. Be careful who you vote for.
Well, the other thing is Rudy Giuliani came into a situation very similar to what's going on right now with all the murders that were there and crime and all that sort of stuff, and they were in the red big time, and he turned things around in his length of time as mayor there, and I don't know, it's going to take another Rudy to straighten out New York. Is that possible?
Different though, you know, with Rudy, at least there were some businesses that were still there. It's going to be a real tough thing to do to attract people to come back and convince people to come back based upon the fact that, again, there's a lot of liberals there and they could do the same thing again. And, you know, it's almost like a once bit, twice shy sometimes. With the absolute devastation with storefronts and businesses, I don't see how it's coming back. It's not just there. You know, 54% of the storefronts in San Francisco are now closed.
Okay. The other thing is, we had Hillary yesterday chime in with her infinite wisdom, and one of the things that she had to say was Joe Biden should not concede on election night under any circumstances. Now, my question is, does that mean she knows he's going to lose?
It's a good question there. It's a good point to make in there. It's... you get to a point in time where, you know, you don't concede that you're getting your butt kicked, you're going to look like a fool. It's almost like, John Kerry kind of played that a little bit back in 2004 and extended it to the next day when it was just the obvious what was going on. But, I mean, that was a little bit closer than, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Trying to extend it is probably not a good idea.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go there, check out his website, see what it is he does. And don't forget, on the weekend, you can hear him on many of these same stations all across the country. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.